For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Faced with dwindling student enrollment and shrinking higher education dollars, universities nationwide are being forced to rethink how they do business. That includes Western Kentucky University, which has seen enrollment declines in recent years. We're joined now by two guests who are exploring the new generation of college students and searching out ways to be more competitive. Jeff Kelley is the CEO of Render Experiences, a national consulting firm specializing in campus visits and orientation programming. He recently gave a presentation on WKU's campus. And Jace Lux joins us, WKU's Director of Recruitment and Admissions. Jeff, I'm going to start with you. In your presentation, you talk about the shifting demographics of today's college student, calling it the seismic generational shift happening on college campuses as post-9/11 homeland Gen Z students and their Gen X parents are now the target.
So let's go back in time, Barbara. 72 million baby boomers were the largest generation. They started having a lot of children in the early 80s. We called them millennials because they began graduating from high school in the year 2000. They are the largest generation, 76 million. They were our audience. There were more millennials coming at us than the year before. Sandwiched between those is tiny Gen X, 66 million. They're now our parents. We had less people, therefore less children being born. To what we call the homeland or Generation Z, that post-9/11, post-Columbine generation. So all schools are witnessing a decline in demographics of traditional age students graduating from high school.
And so now we have to figure out how to recruit them.
And retain them. They are obsessed with, where am I going to live? Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to park? The basics of Maslow's hierarchy. Their parents don't trust institutions. That's innate in Gen X. You know, it's a tough world to be a tour guide, witnessing parent behavior. And we have learned that services are the new amenities with this generation, that the offices of advising and counseling and internships really matter versus a rock climbing wall, lazy river, or sushi in the dining hall.
Jace, I would ask you, does WKU student demographic mirror these national trends?
It certainly does, especially in this region of the United States, Kentucky in general. We're not predicted to experience population increases among 18-year-olds and high school graduates for a number of years. And so we've really had to be intentional about the students we are recruiting and be more aggressive. And we're having to think about really recruiting two generations right now, those Gen X parents as well as those homeland or Gen Z students. So Jeff has worked with colleges and universities across the country to help them wrap their heads around these two generations that are prevalent on college campuses today.
WKU President Dr. Timothy Caboni has made declining enrollment a priority of his 10-year strategic plan. As Director of Recruitment and Admissions, how can a better understanding of that student, the parent, the priorities help you achieve your goals?
Well, it certainly helps us to communicate with students and with parents in ways that they expect and in ways that connect with them. And I think it also, I think for a long time, universities have thought, well, we'll just recruit our way out of enrollment challenges. And that's just not the way things work anymore. There are fewer students out there to recruit. So we've got to do a better job as American institutions of higher ed at retaining the students that we do recruit and hanging on to those students.
On the WKU campus, what is the international student population looking like, considering what's happening in our world right now?
The international student population has declined, and in my understanding, it is continuing to decline. There's certainly concern among international students about their perceptions of just American openness that maybe didn't exist 2 or 3 years ago. It's a different landscape for them, and I think there's more mistrust of their safety in America, and probably a little bit more uncertainty about what that experience will be like.
And Jeff Kelley, you travel the country, you know, speaking on college campuses and exploring what's happening on those college campuses. What are you seeing as it relates to the trends in international students?
Well, the most frequently asked question on a campus visit of all families, domestic or international, is it safe? Do you feel safe? Right? We live in a post-9/11 kind of world. Safety is not physical safety, which it is. It is a sense of well-being. And the tone of our country at this time, the hyper-division, I think if I don't live here, I just don't think I'll be safe.
As we speak today, you tell me, what's the value of a college education?
I think everyone's questioning that. Is it still worth it? What do you get from it? So I think what we're seeing is for place-based education, why the classroom does matter, it's really more and more the opportunities outside of the classroom that are of value.
How important is the campus visit? Are virtual tours enough, or on-site tours making the difference?
Virtual tours are really important, particularly for international students and for setting that tone. But we still live in a place where we want to be part of a community. And if you look at the research, the campus visit is the top influencer of applications. It's the most trusted source of information. And if the top five reasons why families choose, the campus visit is in that top five. So it still matters. All that virtual and online sets the tone, but they still want to see, where am I going to live? Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to hang out? And whose classroom am I going to be in? And where am I going to hang out with my friends?
So what are other schools doing across the nation to better connect with the current generation of college students?
When millennials came at us en masse, we built a lot of buildings and we built a lot of amenities, the rock climbing wall and the lazy river. Smart leadership in higher ed is realizing that with today's generation of Gen X parents and Gen Z students, services are the new amenities. Those things that not only get me in, but help me with financial planning, academic advising, career services, and internships are really the new study abroad. So services that keep my son or daughter healthy, happy, on target to graduate on time and to have an outcome to the next level of post-professional school, graduate school, or getting that job.
Which leads me, Jeff and Jace, do you see a continued future then for bricks and mortar four-year institutions?
I think you're never going to be able to replace the brick and mortar institution. They're always going to have a place in American higher ed, and they're always going to be the foundation of American higher ed. I think what's important is that brick and mortar institutions, more so than online institutions or virtual learning experiences, that those brick and mortar institutions are nimble and flexible. Expectations are cyclical. So what works for this generation is not going to work for the next generation, but you know what? It's going to come back around. So while brick and mortar institutions may be struggling with enrollment right now, there are still heydays to come. We just may have to wait a few decades for that.
Absolutely. When people still want to gather and be human together. And if you look at it, even all those technology companies have brick and mortar workplaces where their employees all go to work face to face. So we still want to gather. And I think smart schools, as Jay said, are nimble and are figuring out what is the space and place look like and what is the aesthetic? What is the sense of place? And what is the value? What do I get for going away to college?
Jeff Calais is the CEO of Render Experiences, a national consulting firm specializing in campus visits and orientation programming. He recently gave a presentation on WKU's campus. Jace Lux is WKU's Director of Recruitment and Admissions. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.